imitation watches on the street side. His nasib was such, he became very wealthy. A lot of property on the outskirts of Makkah. We know what the value of land on the outskirts of Makkah is. He says, when I went to this man, he was on his deathbed, full of grief. He looked at me with deep regret in his eyes and with a sigh of regret in his voice. He says, Moli Sahab, jahan mujhe lagana chahiye tha, maine nahi lagaya. Aur jahan nahi lagana chahiye tha, maine waha laga diya. Ab maut samne hai. Mujhe koi hal bata de. Where I was supposed to utilize this time, this life which Allah gave me, I didn't use it there. And in what I was not supposed to utilize it, I utilized it there. Now maut is staring me in the face. Death is in front of me. Show me some solution to my problem. In other words, show me a way to turn the clock back. Show me a way to turn the clock back. What good is the Moli Sahab going to do for him at that time? He says, ye 40 saal ke kamyab tijarat ke natija hai. Not that he didn't know how to do business. This man knew how to do business. Successful. The nichor and the crux of 40 years of successful trading is what? When maut comes in front, where I was supposed to use it, I didn't use it. And where I was not supposed to use it, I used it. Death is in front of me. Show me some solution. East to west, north to south. This entire nizam of batil is making 1 hour and one invitation. Forget about maut. Forget about death. Forget about the ravages of time. Make this dunya your goal. Paisa ho kaam banega. Acquire the wealth of this world and everything is found. Ye dhoka hai, dhoka hai, dhoka hai, Allah ki qasam dhoka hai. This is a lie, a lie, a lie, that which Allah in His Quran says, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Do not let the opulence of this world deceive you. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And do not let the great deceiver Shaitan deceive you. Abu al-Itahi addresses Mamun al-Rashid. Servants are at your beck and call. You are enjoying yourself. Huge, huge pillars you have erected. But know and understand, all this that you have will not stop the inevitable. What is the inevitable? فَإِذًا نُفُوسُ تَقَعْقَعَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ الصُّدُورِ. That day will come that in the depths of your chest this heart will start fluttering. His heart will start palpitating. It will be a cold day. Yet there will be beads of perspiration formed on your brow. That burning pain will be running down your left hand. There will be utter panic on your face. The doctors will be around you. The bleeping machines will be around you. The wealth of this world will be at your disposal. All this will be to no avail. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَعْقَعَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ الصُّدُورِ. At that time, when this heart now goes into sakarat, and this ruh comes up to the halaq in the throat, فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. You will know at that time with absolute conviction that the life of this world was nothing but a deception. Every day, this day calls out, Yabna Adam, inni khalqun jadid. O Ibn Adam, O insan, I am a new creation of Allah. A new day has dawned. One more extension Allah has given you. Inni khalqun jadid. Wa ana fima ta'amal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed. Fa'amal fiya mastata'ta min khair. فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. I am a new creation of Allah. I am an amanat. Everything you will do within me, how you will utilize this one new day Allah has given you. Tomorrow I will be a witness in your favor. Or I will be a plaintiff against you in the court of Allah. فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. So utilize me correctly, because once I am gone, لَنْ أَرْجِ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. I am never ever coming back. The hallmarks by which the movement of time are recognized and by which we are reminded of, my respected brothers, are not a cause of celebration. They are a cause of ibrat. Like the poet says, "Inna la nafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin mada yudni min al ajali." He says, foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. Birthday has come, new year has come, anniversary has come. Just the other day I heard birthday party, somebody was going, "Why? Whose birthday party?" He says, the person whose birthday party I'm going to is 65 years old. 65 year old person's birthday party. What are we celebrating? We heard earlier Abu Darda says, "Innama anta ayyam." You are a collection of days. When a day passes, a portion of you is lost. What are we celebrating? Somebody loses $100,000, he has a party. "Boy, what's the party about?" He says, "I'm celebrating." "What are you celebrating?" "I lost $100,000 or I lost R1 million. You say, "Pagal ban gaya. Bawakuf. Are you gone mad? Are you gone off your head? What are you celebrating?" Unfortunately, we are that blind, walad dalin, ameen jamaat. Behind the West, whatever they tell us, we say ameen. They tell us to celebrate, we celebrate. Even if it doesn't make sense. 40, 50, 60 years old, we're looking for that number of candles to put on that cake. And then with the one breath is not blowing away, you want to breathe even deeper to try to get all the light out. And we are celebrating. He says, "Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha." You are happy with the passage of time. "Wa kulla yawmin mada yudni min al ajali." Every passing day is taking you closer to your maut. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. So he says, exert yourself. Exert yourself in what? In acquiring profit. What profit? إِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. Profit and loss is not rands and dollars. Profit and loss is not the material wealth of this world. Profit and loss is the correct utilization of this time which Allah has given you. نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى. He says, every time a new year comes, you start celebrating. وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَضِي. That new year is nothing but a sword that is slashing away at your existence. Year-end parties, annual vacation. Kis Quran mein ye aate hai? Kis hadith mein ye aate hai? Kis seerah mein ye aate hai? In which Quran is this found? In which hadith is this found? In which seerah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are such things found? Where does it come from? We have become an ummah without an imam. We have become an ummah without a guide. That December holiday has become farz. Vacation, cool off time, relaxation time. What are the seeds that we are planting in our children? What are the legacy? What is the legacy that we are leaving behind? Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Bhai Padia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali with noor. He used to beg and beseech. How many times they told him, "Haji Sahab, Cape Town, Ishtima, Christmas weekend, impossible. Change it, it's not convenient." He used to say, that is the time when the masiyat and the disobedience of Allah is at its height. That is the time we want the ummah to go out in the path of Allah. We are not an ummah that blindly follows the people of batil. New year, vacation, new annual parties, end of year, new year. This is not an occasion of joy and celebration. This is an occasion of ibrat. This is a wake-up call for this ummah. Muharram has come. Many of us must already be wondering, what's wrong with him? Doesn't he know December just started? 31st December is still long, long way away. 1st January is still long way away. Our new year is not 1st January. Our new year is Muharram. Muharram has come. New year has come. And Allah has made it such that whereas the people of Batil, new year is a time of sharab. New year is a time of zina. New year is a time of music and the disobedience and shamelessness and intermingling and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, our new year brings with it reminders, brings with it ibrat, brings with it a wake-up call for us that it was the first of Muharram, and that personality who Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. That personality. Aaj kal mai kaise aulaad janar jan kaise aulaad paida kar rahe. Nowadays what kind of children are being born? They also had mothers, they were also children of mothers. But such personalities this ummat has in front of it. The ruler of 2,200,000 square miles kingdom, and yet he is sweeping the masjid himself. Ruling a sultanate, a kingdom, 2,200,000 square miles. And early in the morning at tahajjud time, he's filling the mashkiza, the leather bag with water. Where are you going, Amirul Mu'mineen? Certain home, there is a widow. She is blind. There is no one to look after her. I am taking this water for her. Where in history are such examples? 2,200,000 square miles kingdom. And he's sleeping underneath the tree in the afternoon. No bodyguards. Today's politicians and rulers, they need bulletproof cars. They need an army of people to protect them. Why? They made so much zulm that they are so afraid what's going to happen to them. This is that personality. He is crying on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi. Amirul Mu'mineen, why are you crying? He says, a dog that dies thirsty on the banks of the river Dajla. Tomorrow Allah is going to question Umar about it. Where are such examples? He's running the streets of Medina, panicking. Ahnaf bin Qais says, what happened, Amirul Mu'mineen? He says, one camel from the Baytul Mal went missing. The share of so many people is in that. If I don't find it, how am I going to give account in the court of Allah tomorrow? How am I going to answer to so many people? Basharat on one side, what Basharat? His Islam, his very Islam, was a result of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma a'izzal Islam bi ahadil amarain. O Allah, strengthen Islam with one of the two Umars. Amr bin Hisham, Abu Jahl, or Umar bin Khattab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes this dua, and then he qualifies it. Oh my Allah, if my opinion is to be asked, wa bi Umar ibn al-Khattab khasatan, my preference is for Umar bin Khattab. Incident is lengthy, time is limited, we're not going to go into the details. But the same Umar, this dua is made. On the other hand, Quraysh are making mashwara. What mashwara? How are we going to put a stop to the tide of movement that is represented by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The same Umar gives his opinion, na'uzu billah, thumma na'uzu billah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam should be slain. Who will do it? Umar says, I am prepared to do it. He raises his sword for what? To slaughter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At the same time, on the other hand, what dua is being made? Oh Allah, strengthen Islam with his hidayah. One hand, his azam. The other hand, the dua of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not even a day later, I'm not going to go into the incident. This is why we are saying, hearing the complaints on a daily basis, Facebook, Twitter, this, that. My daughter is gone somewhere, my wife is gone somewhere else, somebody's husband is gone somewhere else. Tide of fitna, tide of darkness is enveloping the homes of the ummah. We cannot possibly stress now more than ever the need, the call, the cry of the hour is bring alive the halqa of ta'aleem in our homes. That Fazail-e-Amal kitab, Fazail-e-Sadaqat kitab, Hayatul Sahaba. Such nuraniyat Allah has kept in that. We are not saying hours and hours. Recently one jamaat came from Sri Lanka. The Amir of the jamaat, Allah give him jazai khair, he was giving a report back. He says in Sri Lanka, in the homes of Sri Lanka, every day we are making 1.5 hour ta'aleem. Every day, not in the Darul Uloom. He's talking about the homes, ordinary homes. Somebody has to say that nowadays, 1.5, where are they finding the time? For that documentary on TV, and for that drama, and for that soccer match, and for that entertainment, 1.5 hour is nothing. But if you say make ta'aleem of 1.5 hour, we'll say, what's wrong with this Mauli Sahib? He's gone off his head. Where's the time? So don't make for 1.5 hour, make for 30 minutes. Not 30 minutes, make 15 minutes. But really, no home today is safe. Only a fool will say my home is safe. Yeah, this time we are living in has become a living embodiment of that warning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Fitanan ka qita'in min al-laylil mudlim." He said, "Fitnas like sections of a dark night are coming." Person will have iman in the morning, by the evening he will be a kafir. Person will have iman in the evening, by the morning he will become a kafir. This day and age, we cannot possibly stress sufficiently the need to bring alive the halqa of ta'aleem in our homes. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring that nuraniyat, bring that light. Wallah, it may seem simple to us, we don't know how many fitnas Allah will destroy as a result of the barakat of the ta'aleem. Even if it is 15 minutes, it was the same barakat of ta'aleem by the sister of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She was making ta'aleem that Umar entered a home with the intention to harm that family. Because of the barakat of that ta'aleem, the same Umar, when he leaves that home and he goes towards Dar-e Arqam, he enters, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam catches hold of his collar. Ama ana laka an tashhad an la ilaha illallah. Umar, well, hasn't the time come now for you to recite the shahadat? His heart had already been melted with the barakat of ta'aleem. And he says, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read our seerah. Read the life of these personalities. We have to realize we are not an ummah without a guide. We are not an ummah without symbols to follow. We are not a flock without a shepherd. We have such guiding stars, we have such lights to follow. Our children by UEFA league and this league and that league, how many players, they know the names also. Which match took place 1 month ago, what the history of it is, what's going to happen in 1 month's time, what the hairstyle is. That person goes to the barber shop, the barber makes a mistake. Next day that becomes the latest hairstyle. He's walking somewhere, he falls down, his pants gets torn. The teenager of today cuts his pants. Why? I'm keeping up with the times. We have made idols of people whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina. People who are soiled in napaki. When Allah has given us such pak, such pure, such perfect example, how much more darkness are we going to bring on ourselves? What excuse are we preparing for tomorrow? Muharram is time for ibrat. It was the first of Muharram that this personality, whose basharat and glad tidings Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given him, on one occasion he enters the masjid, Abu Bakr right side, Umar left side, holding their hands. He raises their hands and he says, "Hakada nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah." Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. In his Hajjatul Wada, the cream of Allah's creation, the pride of Allah's creation, a majma, a group, the like of which till qiyamah will never be seen on the surface of the earth. 124,000 sahaba ikram, the imam, the pride of Allah's creation, on that day, what does he say? He says, Allah is looking with pride at my sahaba, and Allah is looking specifically at Umar bin Khattab. Such basharat and glad tidings. Yet when the time comes for him to leave this world, his head is on the lap of his son, Abdullah bin Umar. He says, "Da khaddi alal ard," oh my son, put my head on the ground. Which son will want to do that? He moves his father's head to his shin. Umar says, "Waylun laka wali ummik. Da khaddi alal ard. I told you, put my head on the ground." Kamil shahadat. Stabbed by a Majusi fire worshipper while on the Musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi, Imam of Fajr Salah. Kamil Shahadat. And yet, Da khaddi ala al-ard, put my head on the ground. Finally, Ibn Umar relents. Umar starts rubbing his face in the dust of the ground, lamenting over and over and over again, "Waylun laka, ya Umar, illam yaghfir laka rabbuk." Umar, what is going to happen to you tomorrow if Allah doesn't forgive you? What will happen to you if Allah does not forgive you? They did not take their deen and iman for granted. Muharram gives us such sabak and lessons. That personality, on the other hand, it is the 9th of Muharram, 61st year of Hijrah. It is a Thursday, Asr time. He is leaning on his sword outside his tent in Karbala. That personality, What basharat and glad tidings had he been given? When he was a baby in his cradle, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already had placed the seal and said, "Sayyida shababi ahlil jannah al-Hasan wal-Husayn." My grandchildren, Hasan and Husayn, are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. When they were babies. Once Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving khutbah in Masjid al-Nabawi, and the two babies come, Yamshiyan wa Ya'thuran. Wa alayhima qamisan ahmaran. They are draped with red clothing. Crawling, walking, small babies. Not even strong enough to walk, they are falling down. Fanazala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anil mimbar. He got off the mimbar, interrupted the khutbah, went to them. حَمَلَهُمَا فَوَضَعَهُمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. Picked them up, brought them with him to the minbar, made them sit in front of him. And then he said, صَدَقَ اللَّهُ. May Allah spoke the truth. innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. Your wealth and your children are a test for you. Nadartu ila hadaini sabiyain. Nadartu ila hadaini sabiyain. I saw my two little babies coming. Yamshiyani wa ya'thuran. They were crawling and they were walking. Falam asbir hatta qata'tu hadithi wa rafa'tuhuma. I could not contain myself until I interrupted my khutbah and lifted them up. On occasion he said, man ahabbani falyuhibba hadain. He said, he who loves me, let him love my grandsons, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. How many riwayat it comes? Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa ahibbahuma wa ahbib man ahabbahuma. O Allah, I love them. You also love them and love those that will love them. One occasion he comes in public. هَذَا عَلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ وَهَذَا عَلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ الْآخَرِ يَلْثِمُ هَذَا مَرَّةً وَهَذَا مَرَّةً. Those days amongst the Arabs, it was anathema, it was unheard of, that a prominent person will overtly display affection towards his children in public. This was anathema to them. They were too proud for such things. Allah's Rasul comes in public. On one shoulder is Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. On the other shoulder is Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. Carrying them on his shoulder, kissing this one, kissing that one, kissing this one, kissing that one. One Dihati, one Bedouin sees this. He's shocked. They couldn't envisage such a thing. He says, Ya Rasulullah, you love them? Ya Rasulullah, you love them? He says, yes. I love them. My Allah loves them. And Allah loves those who love them. Basharat upon basharat they were given. Glad tidings upon glad tidings. It is the time of Asr, 9th of Zilhijjah, 9th of Muharram. He is leaning on his sword. He dozes off. When he wakes up, he is smiling. Zainab radiallahu anha, Zainab bint Ali, the sister of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, my brother, why are you smiling? He says, Ra'itu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil manam. He says, I saw my grandfather in a dream. And he came and told me that he has come to call me. The time for me to meet him is very near. When she hears this, she bursts into tears. Immediately, he cautions her, Ya Ukhayya, La yudhibanna hilmuka shaytan. Do not let shaytan destroy your fortitude and your courage. Ittaqillah, wasbiri, wata'azza bi'azaillah, wa'alami, anna ahla al-ardi yamutun. وَأَنَّ أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ لَا يَمْقُونَ. He said, fear Allah. Make sabr. Have your conviction in the promise of Allah. And know and understand. Maut is staring him in the face. 72 they were. Amongst them 16. Ale Rasul. Direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali Rasul, Ahl Bayt. That Pak blood flowed in their veins, one drop of which Allah's Qasam is more valuable than all our blood put together. 16 flowers. This is that family. Leave the direct link. 5 centuries later, Allama Ibn al-Jawzi, an alim of the 5th century of Islam, he mentions this incident in his Kitabul Birr wa Sila, that in Khurasan, there was a Husseini Sayyid, a woman from the descendants of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ahl Bayt. Her husband passed away. She became a widow. She fell on difficult times. She emigrated to Samarkand. She was on the verge of starvation. She left her children in the courtyard of the masjid, her young daughters. She went to the governor of Samarkand, assist me, I am Ali Rasul. He said, everyone comes here with the same story. Does anybody know you? Can anyone give proof? She says, I have no proof, I am a stranger, I am a refugee. I am not from here. He says, bring proof, then I will help you, otherwise go away. Out of desperation, she hears of one Parsi fire worshipper who is generous. She goes to him, knocks on the door. Her little children are almost on the verge of starvation. She is driven to this. Help me, assist me. I am from the descendants of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When this man hears this, immediately he sends his wife, go and fetch her children. The wife rushes, fetches the children, he opens the doors of his home to this family. That night, the Wali of Samarkand, the governor, sees a dream. Beautiful palace of Jannah, made out of red ruby and green emeralds. At the entrance is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This governor gets happy. He says, Ya Rasulullah, for whom is this palace? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, this palace belongs to an ummati of mine. Thinking that he is being allowed to enter, he says, let me enter. I am your ummati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, bring proof. Bring proof that you are my ummati. My daughter came to you for help. You asked her for proof, now you bring proof. He wakes up, immediately rushes, starts investigating where is this family, finds out that they are the home of the Parsi, goes there, knocks at the door. He says, give me that family, give me that family. That Parsi says, oh governor, soda dekhne ke baad nahi hote hai. After seeing, the sale doesn't take place. I will not part with this family. He says, what nisbat do you have? They are from my ummat. We are from the same ummat. You are a fire worshipper. He says, no, no. When I open my door to this family and I send my wife to fetch those children, by the time they entered my home, Allah opened the heart of my wife, myself, and my entire family towards Islam. By the time they entered my home, every one of us had brought iman. He says, never mind, take all my wealth, give me this family. He says, ask me for anything else. That dream you were seeing, I saw the same dream when you were sent away. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomed me and my family into that palace. And he said to me that you gave shelter to my daughter. Allah has made your maghfirat, the maghfirat of your wife and the maghfirat of your children. Such a family, basharat upon basharat given, glad tiding upon glad tiding given. Yet look at the sabr, look at the fortitude. He addresses his sister, do not let shaitan deceive you. Anna ahla as-samaa'i la yabqoon, wa anna ahla al-ardi yamutoon, wa anna Allah, wa anna kulla shay'in halikun. Illa wajha Allah alladhi khalaqa al-khalqa biqudratihi wa yumituhum biquwwatihi wa izzatihi thumma yu'iduhum fayabudunahu wahda wa huwa fardun wahda. Really, my respected brothers, there's no time to go into details. Unfortunately, all of us start looking at the clock. But we cannot lament sufficiently our lack of munasabat with the Arabic language. The wealth of meaning that is contained in this expression. This is that prince who, when he was a baby, was already guaranteed Jannat. This is that prince whose tarbiyat took place at the hands of the queen of the women of Jannah, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, whose tarbiyat took place at the hands of that personality, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَمَا تَرْضَى أَنْ يَكُونَ مَنْزِلُكَ مُقَابِلَ مَنْزِلَتِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ Ali, does it not please you? Your home will be in front of my home in Jannah. His tarbiyat in that home, he is giving his sister Himmat 72. The enemy is 3,000. 3 days the water has been cut off. Already the ishara has come, your maut is near. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has come and said that you are coming to us. Anta tamilu ilayna. Oh my sister, have sabr and know and understand, every person on this earth will die. And every resident of the heavens will die. And everything will be destroyed besides one Allah, who has created this entire creation to His Qudrat, and who will destroy this entire creation through His Qudrat, and who will raise them up once again. And when He will raise them up, at that time everyone will have Iman. They will worship Him alone. Why? He is alone. He is completely independent of this entire creation. وَأَنَّ أَبِي خَيْرٌ مِّنِّي وَأُمِّي خَيْرٌ مِّنِّي وَأَخِي خَيْرٌ مِّنِّي. My father was a better person than me. My mother was a better person than me. My brother was a better person than me. Every one of them drank from the cup of death. I also will not be excluded. And then his parting advice to his sister, Wali, walakum, walikulli muslim, bi rasulillahi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, uswatun hasana. Oh my sister, for me, for you, and for every Muslim, take this message from me, that make your example, make your imam, make your hadi, make your rehbar, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Embrace his sunnah. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune, ki Muhammad se wafa tune, to hum tere hai, ye jahan cheez hai kya, loh qalam tere hai. Like Allama Iqbal said, obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, I will become yours. I will become yours. What is this world? I will give you the law and qalam. Write your own taqdeer. Write your own taqdeer. But make Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam your imam. By the time the asr of the next day had come, before that, when the time for salah came, try and envisage the halat and condition. By the Zuhur of that Friday, there were 52 left. The right-hand flag bearer, Zuhair bin Qain. Left-hand, Habib bin Mutahhir. In the middle was Abbas bin Ali, his brother. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent Zuhair bin Qain. They go to Shimmer. Tell him to halt the battle. Halt the battle. Why? So that we can make our salah. Shimmer says, I'm not prepared to halt the battle. Tell him his salah is not accepted. Zuhair bin Qain says, Mal'oon, that family that gave you salah, their salah is not accepted and your salah is accepted. He comes back, he says, permission has not been given, even in the face of such aggression, 3 days without water. 19 had already become shaheed, 52 are left. What does he do? He divides the group, 26 make their salah, while the other 26 face the enemy. One wonders how the wudu of that salah must have been made, there was no water. Perhaps the wudu of that salah was with their own blood. What type of a salah that must have been? Someone with his hand cut off, someone with his leg cut off, someone with his arm bleeding, someone with his chest bleeding, someone with his head bleeding. The boiling hot sand of Karbala, He knew already the time had come for him to leave. If he made that one salah qadha, what difficulty would there have been? But sabak had to be taught to the ummah till qiyamah. Nowadays that college student, by why didn't you make your salah? I was finding it difficult to take my socks and shoes off. That is why I made my salah qaza. December month, the businessman, shop was too busy. The housewife involved in shopping. And then by make your salah, what do we say? Allah is ghafoorul raheem. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. They didn't know that Allah is ghafoorul raheem. I am speaking to you, whether what I am saying to you is accepted by Allah or not, I don't know. Whether tomorrow Allah is going to hold me responsible in His court that you wanted shabashi, you wanted them to praise you, or whether I had ikhlas, I don't know. Your listening, whether it is accepted or not, you don't know. These were those personalities when he was a baby already. He is told, Jannat is yours. All he had to do was accept the bayat of Yazid. And his and his entire family's life would have been saved. And there would have been not one iota of difference in his maqam and status in the sight of Allah. But the sabak had to be taught to the ummah. Ye deen samjota ke deen nahi hai. Aale Rasul samjota nahi karenge. The descendants of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not compromise the deen of Allah. Sabak of Karbala. There would have been no difference in his status. Wallah, I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid. He could have preserved his life. He would have still had the same maqam. But the sabak had to be taught that the object of this life is Allah. The life of this world is not an ideal existence. Allah is the goal, and to find Allah, if blood has to be spilled, the blood has to be spilled. If to find Allah, if that Pak blood of Ahl Bayt has to be spilled, that also will be spilled. If Qurbani has to be given, it will be given. That lawyer and judge that is selling his decision in the court places, in the courthouses, those that are selling themselves for the return of this dunya, and those businessmen in the marketplaces that are cheating and lying for the return of this dunya, and those women that are parading openly in the marketplaces with no khiyal of haya and shame for the sake of this dunya, and for the deen of Allah, and for the sunnah of my Habib, that has become yateem, and is being dragged in public, and is being scoffed and mocked at. We have to ask ourselves, tomorrow with whom will our hashar be? Allah forgive us. Will our hashar be with Yazid and Ubaidullah bin Ziyad and Shimr? Or will our hashar be with Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu? Have we compromised the deen of Allah? What value do we have for that sunnah? We have become a ritualistic ummah. 12 days of Rabiul Awwal, 10 days of Muharram, Waqia of Karbala, few shed, tears are shed. Yet the next morning, Fajr Salah Masjid is still empty. Not one bay namazi makes tawbah. Not one person whose life is away from sunnah comes back to sunnah. Not one ummati makes this azam and intention that my life and wealth belong to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah is the goal. Allah is the direction. Not my intention to mention the incident. I've only touched on the incident. And like that, there are so many other incidents that are linked and attached to Muharram. But what is the sabak? What is the lesson? What is the haqiqat? Today this ummah is not interested in haqaiq. We're not interested in the sabak and the lesson. We're interested, Allah forgive us, only in entertainment. In listening only. Come as come. Allah brought us here to listen. Now have that jazba and zeal. Allah give us the tawfiq to make amal. Allah give us the tawfiq to bring about some change. Every time that azan is called out and that paltry excuse comes in front of us, then think of Ahle Bayt. Then think of Karbala. Then think of those boiling sands. And think of the salah, that sajda that must have been made by Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that it is doubtful till Qiyamah if another sajda like that will ever be made. By the time the asr of that day had come, just before that, Masoom Abdullah, one last child remained. He sent for him, picks him in his lap, embracing and kissing the child. Ibn Muwakkid's arrow comes, rips the throat of the child open. The blood pouring into his hand, the little baby also becomes shaheed. Before this, he had shown no sign or no emotion. As one family member around him was slaughtered, this was too much. Ulama say that the thirst of Ismail alayhi salam was quenched with Zamzam, and the thirst of Abdullah bin Hussein bin Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was quenched with his own blood. He fills his hand with the blood of this child, raises it to the heavens, and he says, "Oh my Allah, if this is your decision, that your nusrat and help has been kept back, then, oh Allah, I am happy with your decision. But tomorrow, my Allah, my grandfather will be the plaintiff for this child in your court." By the time the asr of that day comes, mountain of qurbani had been given, mountain of sacrifice had been given. Finally, he also is made shaheed. From the entire males of that family, only one survives. Imam Zainul Abideen bin Hussein bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Later on, Allah gave him wealth, Allah gave him respect. He was an imam of piety, a mountain of piety and taqwa, well respected in Medina Munawwara. Yet it is mentioned about him that every night he would cry the entire night. One day his servant said to him, that why do you cry like this every night? Why is it Allah has, you are the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has given you wealth. Allah has given you acceptance. You are loved by the people. Why do you cry like this every night? He said, Allah took one Yusuf from Yaqub. Allah took one Yusuf from Yaqub. And he cried so much, وَبْيَضَّتْ أَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ, to such an extent that his eyesight went away. And yet Allah gave him back his Yusuf. My entire family was slaughtered in front of my eyes. My entire family was slaughtered in front of my eyes. How is it possible that I will not cry? These tears of mine will not stop. These tears of mine will not stop until Allah once again reunites me with my family. Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, on one occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, "Stand guard at the door. The angel of rain has come down. He has never come before. I want privacy with him." The little baby Hussein, youngster, he sees his grandfather in the room. Umm Salma is at the entrance. He runs, jumps over her hand, goes into the room. Little while later, Umm Salma hears Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sobbing and crying. She rushes in, "Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? What has happened?" He says, "Umm Salma, this angel has come and informed me that my ummah will slaughter this grandchild of mine." And the sand of the place where he will be slaughtered has been shown to me. It was the 10th of Muharram, 61st year of Hijrah. The time of Asr. Umm Salma is sleeping. All of a sudden she sees a dream. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hair full of dust, his body full of dust, worried, full of grief. Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? What has happened? He says, Umm Salma, khadartu maqtala Hussein. Khadartu maqtala Hussein. I have witnessed the slaughter of Hussein radiallahu anhu. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, I will be a plaintiff in Allah's court against them. Allah had already informed him. Yet, my respected brothers, he did not raise his hand and make dua to Allah to remove this waba, to remove this bala, to remove this musibat, to remove this test and calamity. Why? We've heard it over and over again. Har Karbala ke baad Islam zinda hota hai. After every qurbani and sacrifice, Islam will come alive. Islam will come alive. It is that qurbani, it is that sacrifice, it is that hardship, which is the khameer of this ummat, which is the essence of this ummat, by which Allah will water the gardens of hidayat. That qurbani was taken from the beloved of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his near and beloved companions, from his wives radiallahu anhunna, and from his family members, so that till qiyamah, this ummah will have no excuse. This world is not an ideal existence. This ummah has come for akhirat. This time which Allah has given us is an amanat, is a trust. Muharram has come. A new year has come. The whole world is talking about New Year resolutions. Let us understand, my respected brothers, this is not a time for celebration. This is not a time for the breaking of the command of Allah. This is a time to make a resolution to embrace the way of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To take the lessons of Muharram. I will terminate. Tomorrow is the day of Ashura. A very, very blessed day. Amongst the amal of Ashura, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man wassa ala ahlihi yawma ashura wassa allahu alayhi sa'ira sanatihi. That person who will be generous to his family members, that does not mean having parties and giving gifts. It means increase our spending a little on our family members on the day of Ashura. Allah will be generous to him throughout the entire year. The fast of the month of Muharram after Ramadan is the most superior fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, each fast of Muharram is equal to 30 days of fasting. And the fasting of the day of Ashura, he said, تُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةَ, the entire last year's sins. Allah wipes it away of those who will fast on the day of Ashura. So Allah give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers, to utilize this time correctly. Fast if we have the himmat. The day of Ashura, at least let us try and increase our amal. And very, very important, Karbalas have taken place. Let us not be like ostriches with the heads in the ground. Karbalas are taking place right now also. The blood that is being spilled now definitely is not as valuable as that blood. But these Karbalas are a wake-up call for us. Reminder for us that the level of Allah's masiyat and disobedience has risen. The need, the cry, the call of the hour is tawbah. For us to come back to Allah, for us to come back to the masjid, for us to embrace the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq.